And we'll do just a bit of our reading of Poisonous Pedagogy. And we're still hearing how to suppress feelings in children from these poison folk. Quote, the infant is fond of something he is playing with that amuses him. Look at him kindly. Then, smilingly and very calmly, take it from him with a light air. Replace it immediately without making him wait long with another toy and pastime. And my comment on this, what does this tell the child? If not, I will give you your assignments, tell you what to think about. With the reminder implied, I am in charge, ever watching, ever monitoring, ever managing, a perfect setup of the child for the state. Further, when our children try to claim some fragment of the world they live in and are prevented, find their active questing mind denied, and so they cry. What are they telling us, really? They are telling us what we told them, only without the affect, with feeling stripped. That is, this world is not for you. You are for it, to one day be used as it sees fit. Our children need to get their hands on that object. Our children need to get their hands on the world they are here to become skilled in, so they can help their brothers and sisters. And I think I'd be silly to continue at this point. We are at 10, so let me thank you again, as always, for tuning in. And until next week, keep in mind, I got you in my arms, you got me in yours, and I don't have a lyric to follow up, so I shouldn't have said nothing in the first place. I love you. Peace.